Welcome to AM Best Audio.
In 2024, the U.S. pension risk transfer market grew significantly, with single premium sales reaching $51.8 billion, a 14% increase from the prior year, according to LIMRA's U.S. Group Annuity Risk Transfer Sales Survey. A record 14 insurers closed deals over $1 billion, reflecting rising demand for pension risk transfer solutions. While growing awareness among plan sponsors drives industry momentum, challenges like interest rate declines and market volatility could impact future sales. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the survey is Keith Golembieski, Assistant Vice President and Head of LIMRA Annuity Research. Keith, welcome. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Keith, what factors contributed to last year's growth in U.S. single premium pension risk transfer sales?
Yeah, Lori, that's a great question. As you mentioned, we had another strong year of PRT sales in the United States, over $51 billion in buyout and buy-in sales. We had close to 800 PRT contracts sold in 2024. Since beginning of 2020, the U.S. PRT market has covered almost 3 million individuals. So lots of activity, and we're seeing a lot of activity across a number of different transaction sizes. So it's not just jumbo plans. We are seeing small, medium, and large sizes, size plans. As we think about the factors why we've seen such strong growth in this market, there's clearly demand for these type of solutions, right? The need for pension plans to not only manage their financials, but really trying to find ways to control volatility. In addition, there's still roughly $2 trillion in private sector DB plans in the U.S. On top of the public sector DB plans. So lots of demand, still a lot of pension plans out there that might need support from annuity companies as they look to manage or de-risk their pension plans. In addition to that, market factors like strong interest rates and strong equity market, right? We've been in two straight years of 20% or higher returns in the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones. So strong equity market, very strong interest rates. And in many cases, especially on the private side, funding ratios were over 100%. And that really made it easier and allowed pension plans to have those conversations on what they should do and should they think about PRT to de-risk their plans. Another thing really to think about, or one of the keys, is when you think about volatility, and we clearly are in a volatile world, a volatile market, that definitely is a driver. So if you have volatility in your financials, being able to manage and potentially de-risk things like pension plans could help with some of that volatility. A couple other things that really could be factors. One would be that PRT transactions can reduce or remove PBGC premiums. These premiums and costs have increased significantly over the last few years. So to be able to do a transaction and remove those costs is another good thing. The final thing I would want to point out on why we've seen some of the growth, we have seen a lot of activity on those retiree carve-out type of transactions. The annuity companies and pension plans really focusing in on those retirees and how do you carve those out and remove those from their overall pension liabilities.
And how did 14 insurers closing deals worth over $1 billion last year also influence that growth?
Yeah, it's a great question, Lori. We're seeing strong activity, across many insurance companies. Right now, we have 21 annuity insurance companies in the U.S. that are operating and doing PRT in the U.S. And we're seeing less concentration across just a one or two companies. So that's a great thing from a risk standpoint. We've seen some new entrants that have entered into the U.S. PRT space over the last year or so, which again is another good thing, bringing on additional capacity to handle this level of business. Many of these companies are highly rated and they're well-established companies, which can be very helpful when you think about the DOL 95-1 rule. And really helping provide guidance to plan fiduciaries when they do select annuity providers. One thing we shouldn't overlook as well is the ability to provide service and a strong experience. Many of these many long-standing organizations really take the paternalistic or maternalistic approach when they think about their employees or former employees, and they want to make sure that they are providing a seamless experience and service for these individuals. So, for PRT annuity companies, being able to deliver upon that promise and provide strong experience is a great thing. And we are seeing that across many of these insurers. So it's not surprising that we saw 14 insurers close deals worth more than $1 billion each in the last year. When we think about contract or transaction sizes, we did see a significant amount of size of contracts or transactions under 50 million, and those transactions totaled more than 5 billion or 5.5 billion in 2024. So again, you're seeing a lot of deals across various sizes. Many of these insurance companies, they do target different size transactions. So to see kind of that growth across each of the segments, that is definitely contributing to strong activity across many of these insurance companies.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Does the increase in single premium buyout and buy-in assets indicate about market trends?
Yeah, the one thing I would say around this is because we've seen strong sales over many years, and even over the last 3 years, we've seen, I believe it was about 51 billion in 2022, around 45 billion in 23, and again 51 billion in 2024. So strong sales activity that clearly would impact the overall growth of assets. However, this business is about inflows and outflows, right? Annuity companies are really providing income checks to these participants. So as we grow the industry assets, there are outflows that are occurring, right? Because we are paying these pension replacement checks, and you're going to see that kind of dynamic between inflows and outflows. But because of all the sales activity, assets continue to grow within this space.
And Keith, what might we see this year? Does LIMRA anticipate similar sales results in the market this year? And what challenges could affect pension risk transfer sales in the later part of 2025?
Yeah, great question. At the highest level, demand for de-risking solutions is strong. According to MetLife Research, you know, 9 in 10 companies with de-risking goals intend to complete or divestiture of all of their pension plan liabilities in the future. So plans are thinking about how to manage or de-risk their pension plan. So demand is definitely there. You know, as I've mentioned, over the last 3 years, we've seen more than $40 billion in annual sales. I'm pretty confident that we would see something similar in 2025. There are clearly a couple systemic economic factors that right now are uncertain or unknown. And the two main ones would be interest rates and equity market. You know, based on what we're hearing from the Fed later this year, they are looking to reduce interest rates, I believe, or cut interest rates two times in 2025. And then equity market, it's really unknown on where we're going to go based on what we're seeing with the volatility. Would we enter in a recessionary market? Uncertain at this point, but those would definitely impact the overall potential sales outcomes for 2025. There's also some current litigation that could impact some plan, some pension plans, and of course, insurance companies. This noise could force some pension plans to pause their de-risking activities, at least in the short term. In the long term, there's definitely a lot of demand and further growth within this space. So I think you are seeing some clear headwinds and tailwinds, but I'm feeling pretty confident that you'd see more than $40 billion in sales in 2025.
Keith, looking ahead, what emerging trends and opportunities do you foresee in the pension risk transfer market, and how might they shape the future for insurers?
Yeah, I think every pension plan it operates and is different, right? We don't want to lump every pension plan into the same bucket. So I think it's really supporting pension plans in the right way. Plans have different needs. Annuity companies as well as asset managers offer a number of tools in the toolkit to help manage or reduce pension risk. This could be LDI, liability-driven investing. This could be incorporating lump sum activity. And again, this could be annuity type of products like buyouts and buy-ins. So I think just in general, just making sure that we are working with plan fiduciaries, advisors, the pension plan, and again, the organizations. So I think, you know, from an annuity company standpoint, it's the ability for annuity companies to de-risk these complex pension plans. That is going to be a key to continue to grow and look for new opportunities. Many of these plans are complex, and to have annuity companies or insurance companies that can deal with this complexity, that would be a good thing. And there's clearly some demand there. A lot of the business that we do see in the U.S. is around the retiree market. So for those companies that can help de-risk the deferred lives or deferred vested component, there's definitely opportunity there. A lot of the PRT activity that we do see is on the private pension side. So again, there's a lot of pensions on state and local government plans, union plans. Many of these are potentially not as well funded or have more complexities. But again, there's opportunity there to help manage and de-risk those pensions. I think there are some other options that are related to PRT, things like retiree health or life. Can annuity and insurance companies help manage or de-risk those type of plans in that could be something to think about for the future. This is not a U.S. issue when you think about pensions. Many other countries are dealing with similar situations. So I think thinking about growth or activity in other countries, whether it's Canada, Australia, UK, Germany, and many other countries, there are opportunities for these annuity companies to think outside of the U.S., U.S. walls. Maybe two final things that I want to bring up is one, how do you utilize technology and AI capabilities, right? The ability to use AI to maybe model or clean data. There's a lot of data around participants and being able to utilize technology to help with that cleansing. That could lead to better pricing, as well as the ability to transact more. And then finally, I think because of the number of annuity companies in this space, thinking about doing split transactions, how do you optimize the risk sharing? How do you bring in some of those companies that provide the best level of customer experience? And pricing, and bring them together where you could see more of those split transactions in the foreseeable future. So those are just a few things that I think from opportunity, as well as some of those emerging trends that we might see in the U.S.
Keith, this has been so interesting, so informative. I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Of course. Glad to speak with you, Lori. And this is a great topic. And I really foresee PRT to continue to grow in the U.S. So thank you.
Well, thank you. That was Keith Golombieski, Assistant Vice President and Head of LIMRA Annuity Research. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.